the Southeast Alaska State Fair cancels the Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival as a health precaution to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And the Haynesboro Assembly withdraws a resolution to end checkouts from the library during the pandemic. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Southeast Alaska State Fair canceled the 28th annual Beer Fest event in Haines. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, it's the latest in a long list of events to be canceled due to health restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic.
For Alaska brewers, the Haines Beer Fest is a chance to share their craft. And for Haines, it's an early summer community gathering and economic boon that draws thousands of visitors to town. But in the era of social distancing and closed borders, it's just not feasible.
It is really hard, and we know that our decisions are impacting, you know, the whole community.
Deborah Marshall is the Southeast Alaska State Fair Board Director. She served on the board for about a decade.
We also are absolutely not going to throw an event that is outside of the CDC or the state guidelines.
The event, officially the Great Alaska Craft Beer and Homebrew Festival, was scheduled for late May. Marshall said that the board considered a postponement, but only about half of the 20 Alaska brewers that signed up would be able to make it at a later date. Additionally, the Canadian border remains closed to non-essential travel. That limits the mobility of brewers from the interior, and the majority of ticket holders to the event are Canadian. Marshall said the health of the Haines community was the board's foremost concern, but she regrets the economic and social impacts the decision will have.
Well, everybody's very emotional, you know, and I'll get emotional right now. Where community happens, you know, Haines, economically, you talk to the businesses, and that beer festival weekend is a huge weekend for everybody, not dependent on cruise ships.
It's also the money-making event that allows the Southeast Alaska State Fair to fund its other offerings, like the Spring Fling, which will be offered virtually this year. Fair Director Carrie Johnson estimated the revenue loss to be in the range of $70,000.
It is a financial hit for us, for sure. It's one of those events that helps keep us going.
Johnson credited previous director Jessica Edwards with creating a savings surplus that should get the organization through the year, with some cost cutting. Johnson applied for the federal payroll protection program so the fair can pay employees for another 2.5 months. She said she anticipates reducing hours and an employee furlough later in the year. The board has not yet made a decision about whether to change its planning for the 52nd annual Southeast Alaska State Fair. Johnson said that all plans are fluid.
I think every event is on the table right now. And so, you know, just not really knowing what's going to happen in the future and trying to figure out what's viable for us.
The board intends to have a final decision by May. The fair will offer virtual alternatives to its programming, including that Spring Fling and a long-distance pie contest. And the Fisherman's Barbecue is still on the calendar in September, even though the Kluwani-Chilkat International Bike Race was also canceled. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haynesboro Assembly rejected an ordinance to require a 14-day quarantine for any person entering the borough unless they are covered by an approved plan of protection. The majority of the Assembly felt the ordinance was redundant and confusing because the state has already implemented its own travel restrictions and health requirements for businesses. On March 23rd, the governor issued a mandate that all people entering the state must quarantine for 2 weeks. Essential businesses are exempt from quarantining employees entering the state if they present a plan for operating during the pandemic without jeopardizing public health. The day after the state mandate was issued, the Haynesboro Assembly passed a similar resolution requiring anyone entering the borough to quarantine for 2 weeks. The main difference was that it applied to all travelers, not just those arriving from outside the state. But a few days later, the governor implemented a ban on travel within the state unless it is necessary for critical needs. At Tuesday's meeting, Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel told the Assembly that the intention of the new quarantine ordinance was to extend the resolution that the Assembly passed in light of the new mandates from the state.
We brought it forward because we believed that this was something that the Assembly wanted to do. The only difference between the resolution 854 and the ordinance that is before you right now is that it enables our community to enforce if one refused to do the quarantine.
Those who broke quarantine would be charged with a minor offense under borough code. Just like the state, the borough would require businesses who bring in employees from outside to submit a plan of health protection. Assemblymember Paul Rogers strongly opposed the ordinance.
I think it is fraught with all kinds of problems. I think that it is unclear all over the place. I think we're trying to create conditions and restrictions that are going to put us at conflict with the state and other communities around the state. I think this is a disaster.
Among his main concerns was a lack of clarity about what must be included in a plan of protection for employers bringing workers into the borough. Rogers also felt there was a lack of due process for people accused of breaking the quarantine. Assemblymember Brenda Josephson also opposed the ordinance, saying that the state's health mandates have strict enough penalties for businesses who do not follow strict health precautions.
I don't see the problem that we're solving. I think there's major teeth in what the state has put out, and I can't support it for those reasons.
But Assemblymember Stephanie Scott felt that the borough should help the state enforce its health mandates and oversee the health safety plans submitted by businesses.
I am concerned that even though this is the state has made these rules, unless we mirror the rules and check on the workers, we won't know whether or not they're following the rules.
The ordinance would have required essential businesses to submit plans to the borough detailing how they will operate without jeopardizing public health, just like the plans described in the state health mandates. The Dunleavy administration has required essential businesses to document things like sanitation practices and travel plans for bringing workers into Alaska. But so far, the state has refused to release those plans publicly and denied requests from municipal leaders to view those plans. Borough Manager Schnabel says she has reviewed plans of protections with about six different firms operating in Haines, and she says she has reached out to seven others.
Each one of the plans of protection involves a conversation between me and the superintendent or the owner of the company or whatever, and we talk about how they're going to move around in the community and get the job done, and we write that all out on a document and come to an agreement.
Ultimately, the Assembly rejected the quarantine ordinance in a 4-2 vote. However, the Assembly's March 24th resolution requiring a 2-week quarantine for those entering the borough remains in effect until April 30th. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.